Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, let's get to it, guys. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. Welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you have applied for a job online and have gotten rejected? How many of you have asked somebody out on a date, got rejected? Asked your spouse to have sex with you, got rejected. Asked your kids if they wanted to hang out with you. No, Mom, I'm good. Got rejected. We get rejected all the flippin' time. But does anybody train us on how to deal with that rejection? Does anybody train us on how to improve on that? No. Some of us will isolate. Fruit flies, when they are rejected sexually, will consume alcohol. That's a fascinating study that we talked about 12 years ago, 10, 11 years ago. We'll revisit that. But when fruit flies get rejected sexually, they go to alcohol. When humans get rejected, they may go to alcohol, they may go to drugs, they might isolate. We've seen some humans turn violent. Like that Roanoke TV station employee that got fired and then about a week or two later went and shot and killed a live TV reporter and photographer who were doing a live segment. And so I think we just need to quickly talk about rejection. Right? Some of you have reached out going, what's wrong with my resume? Every job I apply to on LinkedIn or ZipRecruiter, I get turned down. Everybody's getting turned down. A lot of those are old posts. Or they're being posted because they have to just do it for their due diligence because they want to promote someone from within. And so many of us, when we get rejected, our minds start to go places that shouldn't. So what is rejection? Rejection is actually good. Rejection, or a force against a path you want to take, is not always bad. What happens when you walk or you do resistance training? Your muscles grow, your bones build. Why? Because your body gets stronger every time you have to overcome a force. Rejections are forces. If I ended up marrying the first guy who rejected me, I would be so miserable. Thank God he rejected me. Rejections, I think, are God's way of leading you to the right direction. But it could also hurt. And some of us are getting rejected because we do the wrong things. Like when I was having a dry spell in my love life, now, I was a teenager and I think I wasn't asked to homecoming. And my father said, you talk too much. You look good, but as soon as you open your mouth, guys don't like, so just don't talk. So I'm on a date, and I'm like, No, that's not good advice. Right? But when you do get rejected, you have to look at things a few ways. So the big mistakes people say is, well, that person's an idiot, they're lost. Not entirely. Or they go, what's wrong with me? What did I do? What did I do? Oh my gosh, is it my breath? Is it my resume? What did I do? I should have never done this. Or they start the blame game. All right. Realize that rejections happen all the flipping time. And it could be for a multitude of reasons. And don't take it personally. Take it as a learning experience. You know, there'll be students that'll get rejected from medical school. And they'll call me up going, what did I do? What's wrong? Let me look at my resume. What's wrong? I'm like, maybe, you know, and if I don't see anything wrong, maybe it wasn't meant to be. Or maybe I do find something wrong. You don't have research. You know, you didn't have letters of recommendation from the type of doctor that that school wants. Now, which brings us to, you could always ask. If somebody rejects you, you could always ask, can I ask why? And if they say you got bad breath, okay. Or if they say, you know what? you don't have a job. All right. Constructive criticism. Why didn't you hire me? You know, just because I don't want to make the same mistake, you know, I'm trying to feed my family, can you shed some light on what it was about my resume? And if they say, well, you didn't have experience in Python, and that's what we need because we code here, okay, then you can build on it. But you will notice that a lot of these people, they don't have a reason. And it's not necessarily about you. It could be about them. They could be bloated. They could have their period that day and go, you know what, I don't really want to go out right now. How many times did I turn down a date because I'm like, I'm just bloated, I think I'm breaking out, getting a headache, no, I don't want to go there. Has nothing to do with the guy who asked me out. Same thing with the job. What if these jobs have to kind of satisfy diversity that you don't have? But they can't say that. So they're going to say, well, you're not experienced enough. So what you need to do when you face a rejection is, number one, is turn it into something good. And then you need to have a friend or an objective third party that could kind of take a look, if you keep getting rejected, as to what the situation could be. Because your friends, they might be afraid to say, you know what, Dahlia, honestly, all you do is talk throughout the date. They assume you probably talk throughout sex. You're never going to find love. All right? Sometimes your friends aren't going to say that. They're going to say, I don't know, Dahlia, I don't know. So you need an objective. Yeah, you need, and I'm not saying go on a date with a third party, but you need to have somebody that's going to give you objective advice and then learn from it. And if they say, I got to be honest with you, I don't know, all right, then it's on that other person. It's on them. But when we get rejected, we get mad, we get isolated, we get depressed, we get anxious, we start to doubt who we are. Don't let some idiot who rejected you or fired you or wouldn't hire you change your whole mojo. There could be people who are jealous of you. You know, you reach a certain amount of success and they don't want that. You could be too good looking. You could be good looking. And they fear that if the spouse comes to work and they see you, they're going to freak out. You don't know what their ulterior motives are. So don't try to read what they're saying. Don't try to get into their head. You can always ask objectively, but if you think what they're giving you isn't true, get an objective party to take a look at your resume, you know, your behavior, whatever. But don't let it stop your mojo. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, all right, so, this is going to be a topic that I don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable, but I think we need a little bit of schooling here. And there are many of you that are afraid to talk about what's going on with the Israel-Hamas war because you don't want to look anti-Semitic, you don't want to look anti-Palestine, you just don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. And listen, on this show, we talk about everything. You know, one thing that I've learned as a physician is there's sometimes there's people who are outright evil. Sometimes there's people that, you know, don't know what's going on. And then there's others that kind of are confused and they don't want to get themselves in trouble because they're feeling forced to take a side. All right. First and foremost, okay? First and foremost, you do not have to pick and feel like you have to be out there holding signs or whatever, if you don't know what's going on. Everybody pressures everybody else to jump on the bandwagon. You know, I was talking to some pro-choice individuals who were talking to me about the Roe v. Wade overturn and said, isn't this what we wanted? We want the government out. Now we just need the states out. You know, sometimes you just don't know, you know, that where your stand might be. And so, one, just careful with the rhetoric. Number two is this all started with innocent civilians at a concert in their homes, sleeping with their babies, and then being brutally attacked and murdered. People are going to forget that. As things progress, and we don't want war. I don't want to see any innocent Israelis, Palestinians die. I don't want to see any of that. Nobody does. But this all started with a beautiful, peaceful morning on a holiday. It wasn't a single mass shooter. It was an assault. An assault by Hamas, who is a terrorist group and is linked to countries that are not pro-America, which is why we're starting to see U.S. bases attacked. I think we've had at least 19 multiple U.S. bases in the Middle East attacked. This all started with just innocent people being gunned down. And the reason why they bring up Holocaust is Jews running towards somebody for help, for them to turn around and machine gun them down. We haven't seen that. I mean, it's sadly happened in multiple other countries, and that's why we speak out every time we see this genocide. But that so blatantly, in broad daylight, happened and killed hundreds. They took hostages. They raped. They paraded their body. They did who knows what. And it not only affected Israelis, but it affected Americans and affected people of other countries. Anybody who would attack us as Americans, anybody who would attack another country on a beautiful morning during a holiday and do such mass murdering and destruction and beheading is declaring war. Now, if Hamas would like to say, hey guys, you know what, we're going to leave Gaza so no Palestinians, no innocent Palestinians will get caught in the crossfire, we will come to a battlefield and we will... No, that's not what they're doing. They're hiding. And they have Americans with them. And they have Israelis with them. They're still friends and family that we don't know about. And we don't know where they are. So, before, you know, as things progress, you got to realize what happened in the beginning. How this started. And why it could never happen again. We keep saying, well, we're never going to let the Holocaust happen again. Yet, look at around the country. How you're seeing people like, oh, man, stop, tell Israel, stop, tell Israel, stop. You know, okay, listen, I don't want anybody dying in crossfire either. I mean, Israel is trying to do the best they can to get these hostages out, to attack Hamas, and prevent any future attacks on innocent civilians. And trust me, I don't want to see any innocent Palestinians die. Nobody does. I would love for every Hamas member to get out on a battlefield and let them battle it out on a battlefield, but that's not what they did. They decided to kill innocent people and behead babies. That's disgusting, it's messed up, and it shows what they're capable of. So, the first response, and a very appropriate response, is what Hamas did was terrible, horrible, and they should be punished. And never allowed to do that again. Because Americans have free roam in Israel. I mean, we people of all religions all over the world go to Israel for peace, for prayer. Israel needs to be a safe haven for everybody. Not only for religion. For tourism, for everything. Not only for, just for Israelis. So now, things have changed. And rather than all Americans going, that was horrible, we don't stand for anybody being gunned down. Anybody attacking a country, innocent country, innocent civilians. You wanna go on a battlefield? But to attack innocent civilians like that? Okay, all of our response should have been to condemn that immediately. Well, now Israel needs to protect themselves. Israel also needs to get the hostages back. Asking Hamas pretty please doesn't work. It hasn't worked in the past. So now there's another cause. Well, we want to make sure Palestine and people in Palestine don't die. That's totally fine. You could not want innocent individuals or there being any sort of full-on war without being quote-unquote anti-Semitic. That's not anti-Semitism. Not wanting war, that's not anti-Semitism. But showing signs saying Jews need to be cleansed like that one girl did, not denouncing what Hamas did, not calling for the return of Americans and Israelis and the end to what they did, you know, that starts to take a different turn. So some of you are like, well, what do I do? There's these protests, and I feel like I have to go to one or the other, and I don't know what to do. Nobody should force you, all right? But be very, very careful, because unfortunately, at some of these protests, anti-Semitism comes out. And a lot of it. I think we've even had cities saying, you know what, when you support only one side without, it is going to, unfortunately, reflect that you don't understand the gravity of the situation and the death and the destruction. Now, I also am wondering why we're not having more calls. America's being attacked. Why aren't we calling for retribution on that? Our men and women overseas are being attacked. They were attacked by Hamas. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to agree, but you don't have to be pro. You don't have to pick a side rushingly that is not stopping and ending what Hamas has done. And see, what Palestine can do, which a lot of people don't realize, is what the people of Gaza could do, and is say, all right, all Hamas go. You're not ruling us anymore. You took over when Israel left. We don't want you. They could turn them over. You know, I don't think a lot of people within Gaza wants to be associated with what Hamas did. But now it's all one. So everybody's like, oh, okay, well, if you're in Gaza, you're in Palestine, you hate Jews. No, that's not all the case. We have Palestinian friends, we have Syrian friends, Jordanian friends. But they have got to turn Hamas over. They've got to kick Hamas out. And Hamas has to be disbanded. Because Hamas is killing them too. That errant missile hit their hospital. When you start a war with another country, and you do it so blatantly, murderously, and then you run back and hide, you're now putting your residents at risk. Hamas is putting Palestine at risk. And so, you know, just understand the situation first before you go to the signs. And I understand there's people out there that hate Israel. They hate Jews. That's not going to change. But for those of you that don't understand yet, you know, don't feel forced to just pick a side and carry a banner. Learn what's going on. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Roughly 900 troops being deployed to the Middle East to bolster U.S. force protection capabilities in that region. U.S. forces in the Middle East, meanwhile, encountering attacks from militias with ties to Iran. Brigadier General Pat Ryder says these assaults have involved the use of drones and rockets. The U.S. military reporting a Chinese fighter jet Tuesday came within just feet of hitting an Air Force B-52 bomber over the South China Sea. The Chinese pilot flew within 10 feet of the B-52, putting both aircraft in danger of collision. The United Auto Workers Union celebrating a tentative deal reached with Ford. The development could mark the potential end of the strike affecting Detroit's major automakers, which has gone on since September. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, on X, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. It is so hard to say follow us on X. You're like, X? What's X? Yeah, it's still Twitter, but it's called X. So, Maine police are still looking for the suspect in the horrific shooting, the mass shooting that happened this weekend, where he shot 18 people and killed 18 people, wounded many more. And I guess they can't find him yet. I thought they were surrounding a house last night, but I guess he wasn't there. Suspect is Robert Card. He was described by his family as schizophrenic, and who thought his hearing aids were allowing him to hear people bashing him. He has been on the run, and he targeted a deaf cornhole tournament at a bowling alley in Lewiston, Maine, killing his four deaf friends. Now, all hands have been on deck, FBI agents, state troopers, local police officers, law enforcement. They don't know where he is. The commissioner for Maine Public Safety, Michael Sashuk, said police clearly did not know where Card was. He actually, the briefing today was a little chaotic. You know, reporters kept asking, and, you know, reporters, I get what, if you're nice and you wait your turn, you never get a turn. But he even said he was going to close down the conference and the press conference if people didn't let him speak. And I get, people are tense. Schools are on lockdown. Multiple businesses are on lockdown. Multiple people dead. And Mr. Card, the suspect, has a military background. And he could be in the water. He could be in the forest. He could be, you know, he may know how to survive. I think he ditched his cell phone to throw cops off track. His vehicle, a white Subaru station wagon, was found at a boat ramp at the Androscoggin River. Divers are now searching the water for any sign of him. A power company that operates two dams in the river have agreed to slow the current to facilitate an easier search by dive teams. Now, Card lived in the small town of Bowdoin, close to homes owned by his parents and his brother and sister-in-law. One neighbor told the messenger that his family's arrangement was basically a compound, and they would shoot guns all the time. You would hear them after every day after school. We have guns. You go to a shooting range, don't be doing that in your neighborhood. But he had a history of mental illness. And a lot of questions are surrounding how did he get released from the mental hospital? What happened during his military stay or his military stint? And now he's on the loose. He was apparently an engineering student at the University of Maine between 2001 and 2004. Now, this military training could provide a survival skill set and mindset. He joined the military reserve in 2002. And we know that he was committed to a mental health facility for 2 weeks this past summer because he heard voices and threats to shoot up a military base. He was trained at the Army Reserve 3rd Battalion, 304th Infantry Regiment in West Point, New York. Commanders became concerned about him. So, we have multiple issues going on. One is, we should be able to find him. I mean, this started, 6:58 p.m. on Sunday night. And some have suggested that maybe he took a jet ski, maybe he stole a boat. You know, he has maybe a day ahead of a lead from cops and police. But we, as I've said time and time again, we here in 2023 have still no clue about how to appropriately handle those with mental illness and risks, such as them possibly being a mass shooter. We don't even know where to begin. Because there's many people with mental illness that are not murderous. And I think we can. I think we have the power in us to develop a test, a stress test. Where, you know how we do a stress test for the heart to see if you are prone to a heart attack? Imagine what doctors must have said when that was first suggested. You want us to almost induce a heart attack to see if somebody is going to have a heart attack? Well, now we do that all the time. If we fear that you are going to have a heart attack, we will stress your heart, either by you on a treadmill or through medication, to see if we can get you close enough to see if that is what's going to happen, and then we know to intervene. So we need to come up with a stress test for, I guess, the average human. And many mass shooters don't necessarily have a mental health history. I mean, there were many red flags with this person, but what, do you have a cop on him 24/7 for years on end? He joined the reserves 21 years ago. And we don't know what set him off. But he killed his friends. And he killed multiple innocent people. And now, people are locked down. We don't know what he's going to do. And, of course, the fear is he's going to take over a home, take over hostages, because he's going to need to eat, have shelter. And how would people know? So I am confident they're going to find him. But we always talk about guns, and we always talk about weapons, and we don't talk about mental illness. And I get, you know, these AR-15s, that's, you know, it does deserve a conversation. It doesn't mean we take guns away from law-abiding citizens and law-abiding Americans. I mean, we have a Second Amendment protection. And because of people like this, I want to be able to protect my family. But we need to do a much better job of watching people with mental health issues, not allowing them to get weapons, whether it's a vehicle. Who was that? Who was that person that took the truck and mowed down a bunch of people at a parade? We're focusing all on guns. We have to focus on everything. I mean, we have to focus on these individuals who will take any weapon. There was somebody running around with a machete last month. I mean, people will take a weapon, and if they want to kill, they'll kill. And if they're hearing voices, I could not imagine what is going on in the head of somebody who is being tormented by voices. And for any of you that do hear voices, you know, I know in the Bible, God spoke to Samuel. And so, you know, I'm always like, how, you know, what if God's speaking to me? Do I, you know, have to listen? Because if God's telling me something, I want to listen. God spoke to Abraham. God spoke to Moses. You know, so you're always like, you know, is God going to be speaking to me? But if you hear voices, you have got to get that checked out. That means your mind is fabricating something. And if your mind is fabricating something, it can also fabricate a duty. It can also fabricate a unethical, murderous desire to do something. And some people just flip and will kill on a whim. Others will plan it out. And I want to get this guy. I want this guy caught. One, for everybody's safety, but two, to figure out what the hell. What turned him from being in the military and, you know, what turned him from, you know, wanting to be there for his fellow citizens to wanting to murder him? And we're so afraid to be politically correct. We're so afraid to profile. We're so afraid to step on people's toes that I think we have multiple threats out there. And many of these individuals are getting illegal guns. You could do as well in the Aurora, Colorado shooting at the Dark Knight premiere Batman movie. That Aurora, Colorado is a no gun zone. It has very strict gun laws. But when somebody has it in their head that they need to kill, they'll get whatever weapon they want. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I realize we range in age, a lot of us. I'm Gen X. So my dating days were 80s and 90s, mostly the 90s. And so what would be the typical date back then? Well, there would be a local bar, go have some drinks, have some food. You could go to one movie. If you didn't have money, there was a $1.99 theater in Las Vegas where I used to live. I think it was Mojave, and I just remember the number 734-2124. You'd call up, and you'd be like, oh, we could see Home Alone, or we could see whatever. All right. And so, yeah, it was a real fun date. I didn't care. Don't spend a lot of money on me. A $1.99 movie is fine. There were bars, and there were, you know, and there were concerts. Concerts were a little expensive. Now, I grew up in Vegas, and I did a lot of dating in Vegas and Reno, Nevada, when I went to undergrad and medical school. So it was basically, let's get a slice of pizza, let's have a drink, let's walk somewhere, go to a movie, go to the club. And dating seemed pretty easy, and it really wasn't that expensive. And if I didn't want to, you know, take it to a certain base, no big deal. The younger generation, not liking the whole dating thing. It is way too expensive to date. And younger individuals are having less sex, they're dating less, and they're becoming more isolated. And we as society are fine with this, and I don't think we should be. I think we want young people to get out there. I think we want people to date, even singles who aren't young. Now, if Corey ever left me, I'm fine with McDonald's. That's like, and a slice of pizza. But I think the average middle-aged person who's single, they're going to probably want to go to Ruth Chris or go to, you know, Outback. I'm really good with Outback. I like Outback. But even Outback's getting expensive. So when I talk to a lot of Gen Zs, you know, because my kids are Gen Zs and their friends are Gen Zs and young millennials. And I'm like, so what do you guys do on a date? Don't give me the details, but where do you go? They go, we can't. We now watch a movie on the couch. We'll Netflix. But it's hard, Dr. Dahlia, because you really can't invite a person to your home that you don't know. So that initial, well, let's go out, let's talk, let's meet, it's getting expensive. Movies are expensive. Shows are expensive. Concerts are expensive. Dinner is expensive. You used to be able to go to Chili's or Fridays or something like that. People don't have $50, $60, $70, $100 to spend on a date. And a lot of these young people say, look, and you know, if all she does is give me a peck on the cheek, one, just because you take her out doesn't mean she's going to sleep with you. But this is how people think. They're like, look, I can't be spending $100 a date, you know, just for her to kind of test me out and see if she likes me or not. That's just too expensive. And you would think with all the equality and how we look now at gender and all that, that young people could ask the female to pay. No. Oh, he asked me to pay? No. Okay, ladies, if we're asking for equality and we want equal, you know, pay for equal work, which we should get, and we think, you know, ladies drink free, and you know, we have to be against anything that, you know, gives us that freebie over dudes. Hey, if we want equality, we need equality. So you don't have to pay for my drink. I could pay for my own drink. But that's not what's happening. Why? Because it's expensive. And I don't blame girls for going, hell yeah, free meal. I don't blame them. You know, so it's not simple. And in fact, there's actually a study looking at how some of these newer, younger generations that are more, let's say, woke, you know, do not like these plot lines of, or these rom-coms. You know, they're like, you know, let's leave the sex out of it. They're, you know, they're delineating only, you know, one gender and one type of sex and there. And so many of these individuals aren't even having that sort of attitude towards, I'm going to find somebody, we're going to fall in love, we're going to. And there is a growing generation of individuals who don't want a partner, who don't want sex, who are perfectly fine by themselves. They have their Netflix. They have their porn. They could have a perfectly fine Saturday night. And we, with COVID, taught people to not have a social life. When we stopped bars from being open and concerts and all that. So a lot of young people are like, I did fine during the pandemic. And in fact, I saved money. So what happens to us if we don't have young people wanting to date, wanting to procreate, wanting to, you know, have family units and then, you know, buy these single-family residence or buy the car, and then everybody works and pays taxes. What happens if we have just a bunch of singles? So one thing I think we do need to do is show individuals, and we need to kind of change the idea of dating. Dating doesn't have to be dinner and a movie or dinner and a show. Okay? I get the initial meet and greet when you meet somebody online is at a Starbucks and you're having coffee. But then people want to be taken out. They want to go out on a date. We're going to have to start showing young people that there's a lot of creative ways to do dates. I think picnics in the park are fantastic. One, you're around others. So you're not, you know, somebody's not feeling like they are going to be in a, you know, abducted. All right? We're going to go to a public place. And there's going to be fireworks or there's music or whatever. And we'll do that. And I'll bring food, right? You can really kind of narrow down your price point if you do picnic. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we have like the Fremont Experience where you could just walk around, music, things like that. You could do that. Get a drink. Doesn't mean you have to go to dinner. You could say, hey, you know, eat beforehand. I'm going to, you know. And you could say, be honest. Be honest about money. You know, and say, look, you know, I'm on a limited budget, but I want to have fun. So what's the best way? What would you suggest? And if they drop you because you have a limited budget, you don't want them. But if they say, you know what, I'm on a limited budget too, and I think a lot of these drinks are overpriced, I think a lot of these meals are overpriced, because however you're saving money, you guys could save money together. You could do a top ramen party. You also, parties. I mean, there were always parties going on. And I get parties are expensive because of the alcohol and all that. But, you know, get friends together to have, they call them now hangouts. This way, you know what? Look, there's a hangout, there's a party, you want to come. But if things are getting too expensive that are being done in the commercial sector, you're going to have to make up your own fun. You guys are going to have to come up with things that are inexpensive to do and will allow you to have that conversation one-on-one. You know, it's a different world. And for me, who's Gen X, I'm so blown away at how resilient these young generations are and all the pressures they have, such as, you know, these kids are scared to death of having sex with somebody who could 20 years later say it wasn't consensual. I get it. I mean, they're not having sex so much because they don't like sex. I think these people are scared to flipping death because they don't want to be up for the Supreme Court and somebody said this is what you did at a party. Or what happened to Jeremy Piven where he was making out with somebody at a party, but she said he touched her inappropriately. And so if you don't have a way to prove consent, you're in trouble. And a lot of these kids fear that. But to get to a point where you're comfortable with the person, it takes a lot of dates, so that takes a lot of money. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.